Health officials in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana said Tuesday they are revoking the licenses of nursing homes that were evacuated to a warehouse where seven residents died amid conditions deemed to be unacceptable and unsafe after Hurricane Ida. Authorities found some nursing home residents lying on mattresses on the floor without food or clean clothes and detected strong odors of urine and feces throughout the warehouse. Piles of trash were on the floor, and officials say water entered the building and generators at least temporarily failed. A health department lawyer called the conditions, quote, inhumane. Dozens of people in the U.S. died last week because of the storm, but most deaths were in the Northeast, where many were caught off guard. Ida made landfall in the southern Gulf Coast, where residents and businesses there had more than a day to prepare. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Tuesday he won't change how he campaigns after he and others were hit by gravel rocks thrown by an anti-vaccine protester during the campaign this week. Trudeau has faced increasingly hostile protests by what he calls anti-vax mobs ahead of the September 20th election. During a campaign stop Monday, Trudeau and some journalists were hit by gravel stones thrown by a protester as he boarded his campaign bus. Police say they are investigating and asking the public for information about the incident. Trudeau claims Canadians are proud of the fact that Canada is not like the United States and he won't change. He said, quote, Canadians are reassured and even proud of the fact that we're not the United States, that a prime minister or a candidate can walk down the street without fear of being attacked. Last month, a Trudeau campaign event was canceled because of security concerns. The Taliban on Tuesday announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan that is stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. The move seems unlikely to win the international support the new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown in the country.